The epistle for this first Sunday in Lent comes from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, we exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, in an accepted time have I heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed, but in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulation, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in prisons, in seditions, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, in chastity, in knowledge, in long-suffering, in sweetness, in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as needy yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel from St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, it is written, not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written that he hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hand shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said to him, all these will I give thee, if falling down thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, begone, Satan, for it is written, the Lord thy God shalt thou desire, adore, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. As far as the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brethren, we exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain. These opening words of St. Paul for this first Sunday in Lent harken us back a couple Sundays ago to the parable of our Lord with the sower and the seeds that are scattered about the earth. It's a reminder to us that God is constantly pouring out his grace upon us. The graces that we need to be saved, to be perfected, but that for many, they go unheeded. For many, they're wasted. And nevertheless, God still pours forth his grace, just like in the parable of our Lord. He freely threw the seed on the stony ground, on the thorny ground, knowing full well that it would not be heeded. But nevertheless, in his magnanimity and generosity, he is constantly working for each of our salvations. And St. Paul is warning us to not let this be in vain, to not be wasteful of the graces of God. To not be foolish in the exhortations of God. And we can see plainly that God is always working in our lives through the exhortation of the priest at the pulpit, through the sacraments of confession, through Holy Communion, through our prayer life, through the things that he allows us to endure and to happen to us, from anything as simple and foolish to us as being stuck a little longer than we'd like to be at a red light, to being held up in conversation with a random stranger who we didn't think we'd meet. God is constantly working in so many manifold ways to guide us to himself in this world. But so often we're oblivious to them because we allow ourselves to be blinded by our own pride and our own passions. We fool ourselves so very often. And one of the greatest things that we do, us modern men in our great big cities and with our technological conveniences, is we no longer live a life that in any real way depends on God. We live the life of our choosing. choosing, with the schedule of our choosing, in the way that we like. We eat whatever we want, whenever we want to. We flick the light switch and the light comes on. We flick it off when it goes off. We turn the heater up when we feel a little chill. We turn the AC on when we feel a little warm. We now are the masters of so many things that our forefathers had to depend on the goodness of God for, and recognize the goodness of God for. We even make our own food now in laboratories, no longer having to till the soil. We live a life of luxury and entertainment, and it's reflected now in the way that we so often celebrate Lent. Lent used to be 40 days of fasting, an abstinence from flesh meats, and even meat products. Now, two. There are 2 days of mandatory fasting in the entire calendar of the church. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. And in this softness, we become blind and deaf and dumb to the movements of the Spirit and to the voice of God. We can just think of the way that most Americans live their day, harking back to my own childhood. For the majority of the day, and even after everyone fell asleep, pretty much the television was on 24/7, be it on the news, some nighttime program, or whatever. It was rarely ever off. It was a constant noise. Even going to sleep had a soundtrack. Going to school on the bus had a soundtrack. Studying had a soundtrack. Every moment of the day, my ears were punctuated with the noise and sounds of music. And not even uplifting music, just music. Noise, really. Our eyes are constantly gazing on advertisements and flashy shows, shifting screens. Social media has transformed us from being a society that actually communicates on a personal level to putting a great distance and impersonality between us and the people that we call our friends, such as the millions of people that think they have friends on Facebook. And even those entertainments have cut down our ability to focus and give glory to God. When we look at some of the apps that the youth of today now have for their entertainment, things like before Vine, but now TikTok, where it's all the fads make these tiny, quick snippet videos that give you a really quick punchline and pleasure, and then move on to the next, and the next, and the next. And we wonder why there's a problem with attention deficit disorder. We wonder why we can't even listen to a full song on the radio without having to flick through all the stations, or watch a full program on television, or listen to someone, poor schlub like me, give even a 5-minute homily without looking up at the ceiling and being distracted. Praying a full rosary becomes onerous because of the repetition. And this is the world that we so often find ourselves living. And we wonder why we struggle to grow in holiness. We wonder why we struggle to hear the voice of God, why we struggle to understand our own sinfulness and to free ourselves of our bad habits. It's because by immersing ourselves back into this mode of life, we are allowing the grace of God to be in vain. So often, our hearts are more like the stony soil, where it might take root for a little while, but those roots can never go very deep. Because before the actual growth of grace can take root in our hearts, it's swept away by the wiles and cares of the world that we allow ourselves to obliviously and ignorantly indulge in. This is the temptation of our Lord, the second temptation from today. Our Lord's response to all of it is, of course, go to the desert. Deprive those senses. Detached from the world. But that second temptation, the devil taking our Lord up to the top and saying, go, cast yourself off because God will take care of you, is the exact mentality we have every time we leave the confessional and go right back to the same habit of life that we had in the first place that led us to the confessional. that somehow God's going to make all the difference even if we do nothing. We tempt the Lord, saying, I'm going to go right back to that pit. I'm jumping off the temple pinnacle. Come, save me. As our Lord says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. This is a time for us to consider that while we cannot save ourselves, and that our works will never amount to our salvation, we all have an obligation to shift and to tear away those useless things that cause us to ignore the grace of God, that distract us needlessly from the grace of God, that allow us to easily focus too much on the world for itself and not on divine providence, not on our service to God. That first temptation of our Lord: man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that pours forth from the mouth of God. You do not live by this world. It's a reminder of the words of our Lord: without me you can do nothing. Nothing. Even our very being is a grace of God. For he created us and he sustains us. And without him, we wouldn't exist. Not even for a second. And so to buy after this world for its own sake is to, in pride, make ourselves once again God, the masters of our own universe. And it is to fall for that third temptation, to allow ourselves to be set up as rulers of something, when in reality, God alone is master. So in this time of fasting, realize it's not just about food. It's about the world, the flesh, and the devil. The devil so often leads us astray through those other two, because we already, without him, so willfully delve into pleasing the other two. It's a time to go into that desert of the senses, to deprive ourselves of such useless things, to practice a sense of detachment from these modern conveniences and entertainments and delights that in no way really help shape us to be even a better human being, but pull us down and will be our undoing. As St. Paul says, right after saying, let not the grace of God be in vain, behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to choose Christ over all of these things, to practice detachment from the world, and to seek to have our hearts clean to our Lord. May God bless you all, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.